Today's podcast is Matt and I thumbing through some Aston Villa programmes and memorabilia from the 1980s through to the present day. Now, there probably is a bit of a visual element to this, more so than an audio-only show, so if you would like to see some of the items that we're looking at, you can head on over to our YouTube channel. However, we did our very best at audio-describing the things we were looking through, and I've cut out a lot of the dead air, so you should still be able to get some enjoyment out of the audio-only version as a bit of a bonus podcast for this week. If you'd like to see the full thing, head to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast on YouTube.com. Do people still say .com these days? Probably not. Hello and welcome to the Claret and Blue podcast. This is something totally different, and as I'm recording this, this may never see the light of day because it all depends on what is in that box. Okay. So if this video comes out, there's interesting stuff in there, basically. So when we launched this new podcast space, I reached out to people on social media and said, look, if you've got prints and things from the walls and you want to advertise your business or your graphic design work, send them to us. Somebody messaged me, I don't have his name to hand, but I will get it in a sec, and said, I've got a load of match day programs from throughout the years, sat in my loft. My wife tells me I need to get rid of them. Do you want them? And I was like, yes, because we'll have a bookshelf up or something and we can lay them
this
all out.
This is not going to be his wife in this box. He won the argument.
We hope not, because it's bloody heavy. He sent two boxes. There's one there and there's one over in the other side of the room. Now, we were going to open both and flick through them, but there's that many in there. We're just going to flick through them, see what's in there. He says he dates back through many years. There might be some funny manager quotes from David O'Leary or something. Or
can I keep any of them if they're...
Like do what it. You want, yeah. Yeah. What I thought might be good is getting like a big piece of wood, basically. Yeah. And like taking the front covers of a load and stapling them to it and making like a display for the background. So he said, if you don't want them, throw them away, do what you want, they're yours to keep. So we're going to open
the
box.
Did you meet him somewhere?
No, he posted them to the office.
Posted them?
Yeah, through DPD. Like a proper delivery. I don't know. But he said, I'm happy to give them to you. There's another box over there exactly the same. So we're going to flick through them. There'll be like the club shop stuff from the 1990s or whatever. If this is interesting, this video is coming out. If there's nothing in there, this is just for you and me.
That's
basically
fine.
Okay, so do you want to open it and we'll have a flick through?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? What have we... I would like to get two cameras here, but I don't have it. I might just do it on my phone, actually.
Villains. I wonder if I wrote for it in this edition. Probably not. Have they got the... I won't... Where does he... I used to write for Heroes and Villains. I used to sell it outside the ground. My mate used to cringe because I used to stand by the north stand and go, new issue out today, only £1, Heroes and Villains. Dave Woodall, who puts it together.
Oh, look at this. Aston Villa Review 1997, little book.
Oh, quality. I am going to probably blag that, to be honest, unless you desperately want it.
No, like literally this stuff here is to decorate the office with, essentially. And he said we can do with them as we please. Top five finish confirms position amongst the Premiership elite. The Premiership. Do you remember when it was called the Premiership?
I do remember the Premiership. And Doug Ellis used to always call it the Premiership longer, or the Premiership.
long
after it had changed its name.
So I find the most recent date and see what the result was. What are we on now? March 10th or something?
Yeah.
Aston Villa played at home to West Ham on the 15th of March 1997. That is the day after my partner was born. She was one day old when this game was being played. So we drew 0-0 to West Ham when she was one day old. Bosnich, Southgate, Townsend, Taylor, Draper, York, Joachim, Wright, Nelson, Ekiog and Hughes was the starting lineup. Sterile stalemating home bore was the headline. I love that. We were fifth with 46 points.
Meet the latest and youngest member of the Aston Villa Cubs. Mitchell Ryan Tate, pictured, was just 2 days old when his father made him a member on New Year's Eve. So this kid was born on December the 29th in 1992, I believe then. So do you know Mitchell Ryan Tate? Look at him. Isn't he lovely?
Imagine if he's watching.
Yeah.
How mad would that be? That'd be amazing. If that's you, please get
send
in
us
touch.
A picture of your name, Mitchell, see whether you've changed. I want you to guess. So this is programme in 1990, January 1993.
Oh,
guess who the centre spread is on this?
93, centre spread. Ian Taylor? No, before his time. I don't know.
It's the poster boy.
It's your deal. Show the cameras.
That's what a man should look like, isn't it?
Listen to this. This is, oh my God, right. So the one I've just pulled out here, I will get the guy's name in a second, give him a proper shout-out, because he absolutely deserves it. I'm holding here an original match day programme from the European Cup Round 2 second leg versus Dynamo Bucharest, Wednesday 3rd of November 1982. Tony Morley with the European Cup.
This is brilliant. This is
the team on the back: Jimmy Rimmer, Mark Jones, Colin Gibson, Alan Evans, Ken McNaught, Dennis Mortimer, Des Bremner, Gary Shaw, Peter With, Gordon Cowans, Tony Morley, Spink, Curd, Walters, Williams, and Hopkins. That's crazy. To sponsor a match ball at Villa Park, telephone 0213 275 399. Probably not worth ringing that now. I don't think anyone will answer.
I'm trying to look whether I'm in the back of this book.
This is excellent.
I can't believe he's... You need to find the fella's name,
aren't you? Yeah, let me get him now.
So we can thank him, because these are...
Thanks for the delivery as well, by the way. It must have cost a fair bod to send these in the post.
Matthew Kendrick. Not just Matthew. That was when I was starting out as a serious writer.
Oh, was it? How did that go?
To be fair to Dave Woodall, who let me write for Heroes and Villains and let me sell it, he was brilliant. He kind of gave me my first little... It might have been the first time I was published, to be honest.
No, nice.
I'm just trying to find what I wrote, because it was probably complete crap. A letter to Santa from Alan Wright, written on behalf of Alan Wright. It's not got my byline on it, but I think that it just looks like the kind of...
Looks like your style,
the kind
it?
Of nonsense that I'd write. So thanks, Dave, for indulging me.
So it's Theo Lawson. He originally messaged me in January saying, I'd be delighted to send these programmes to you. Let me know what address and I'll get DPD to send them from work. It's literally just loads of random programmes throughout the years. I got them randomly and didn't want to chuck them in the bin. They arrived a couple of weeks later. They came from Ireland.
Blimey.
So fair play to Theo for sending them over. He says, Matt will love them. Keep up the good work. You're one of the best in the business.
Today's mascot. Welcome to Villa mascot, Benjamin Lanham, age 12, who comes from Abingdon. His hobbies include playing football, cricket and rugby, and of course watching Villa. His favourite players are Ian Taylor and Mark Bosnich. So he's 12, so what's this, 30 years ago? So he's 40.
Wow.
42 now. There you are, little Benjamin. I don't think the camera's going to be able to pick that up.
I would absolutely love it if anyone came forward and said, oh my God, that's me, or I know him from down the pub, whatever, as a crazy coincidence. Look at this. What a great picture
just
that is.
Taunting me now. Look at that lovely mane of hair. Oh, imagine. Can you Photoshop that onto me?
I'll do my best,
I look beautiful.
There's a lot of pressure on them to win the championship this season, and only time will tell how they handle that. While they beat us to the FA Cup, I'm well aware that only one goal separated the two sides on two occasions when they beat us last season, and we might easily have taken all 3 points in the goalless draw we played at Villa Park. With the home advantage, I'm looking forward to a very entertaining game this afternoon and hopefully the resumption of winning ways for the hosts. Today's mascot is David Knight, age 13, who comes from Kidderminster.
Might be your neighbour.
David lists his hobbies as playing golf and swimming for the Wyre Forest Club. When it comes to naming his favourite villain, it's Dion Dublin, who tops the list every time.
How much was that your copy of the programme?
This is £2 now.
£2?
In 2000.
This one's 15p.
Ah,
look who's on there, Chris Nicol.
What a relic.
My dad used to make notes on the programme of who came on it at one minute and stuff like that.
I know that this is obviously a time before anything that I am used to. It's a pre-internet era. But what was the... Why was that... Why would your dad be making notes sometimes and stuff? Like, what are you doing with that information?
I don't know whether we just thought that would be the record. So you'd keep them. Yeah. And, you know, you wouldn't have access to soccer base. Or
would you ever look back on something? Oh, so, you know, David Platt came off the bench on the 70th minute. Like, why would you need that information 30 years ago?
I don't know. It's funny, you know, because some of my... I've got used to the weight of this. Some of my... Not much older than me. Some of my colleagues in the press box would have these beautifully, impeccably kept stats books, records of who played, how many minutes, how many appearances they'd made, stuff like that. And we've almost, it's become too easy now because these stats are readily available. But somebody had got to record it. A fan would do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. As a journalist, I understand having access to that. But let's have another handful.
Just let me read, can you grab them from there? A lot of them are heroes and villains. So
I got it.
Just, this is, must be the letters page. Dear sir, I'm enclosing a photograph of my young son, an ardent Villa supporter and season ticket holder, which shows his bedside rug, incorporating the Villa crest and motto. This rug was designed and made by my wife. And that was from C.A. Millard, 64... I won't give his address. from Warwickshire. Editor, it's a lovely piece of work. The only problem is that it's not Villa's official crest. The official... What a way to respond. The official badge, which is both copyright and trademark, appears on the front cover of the programme and on the shirts of the players.
Not what I found in the air.
What a horrible way to reply.
It's a VHS. Oh,
chapter and verse. I'm on it. I'm on it.
Are you actually?
We need to get a video recorder for in here. We need that to one get... that I show you when I got that I've seen showing you the clip. I've got that black iron down the front of the whole end. The yellow look. Villa top.
Nah, I've not seen that. This exclusive undercover, in inverted commas, video of one of the country's greatest clubs, Aston Villa, gives a unique insight into how a big club is run and who runs it. I feel like, depending on the age of our audience, I remember... VHS, is that the right word?
Videotapes?
I remember tapes and stuff as a kid. Like, I had The Lion King on VHS, stuff like that. So I'm looking at this like, whoa, look at this thing. But even to me, this feels like so out of date. Without like the memory card that this camera is recording on is like this big. And it holds probably about a thousand's worth of the room on here. Like this was how you had to like rewind in a tape.
That is available to watch on YouTube, by the way, if you want to see.
Is it?
There's a Villa fan called Villa Boy who must have taken absolute age transferring all stuff from VHS, but it's a brilliant Aladdin's cave of videos.
I love that the sticker on this says, includes Dean Saunders' debut home goals against Liverpool, as if like...
That's the clincher.
That's the way to like find a goal. Like,
you probably wouldn't be able to see him otherwise.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Can I just give you an update on season ticket prices?
Yeah, oh yeah, go on then.
So this is 1975. This is November, 8th of November, 1975, which does predate me. We've now completed one third of our home league programme, and as in past seasons, we're now reducing the prices of available season tickets by approximately one third of their league content. So is this for two thirds of a season?
Must be, yeah.
So Trinity Road enclosure seats, adults formerly £24 for the season, now £17 for the season. The breakdown is £13 Football League, £4 FA Cup. Juveniles, formerly £16, now £12. Standing, formerly £14, now £9.50. So £9.50 for two thirds
of a season.
Of a season, that's your season ticket.
What year was this again? 70 what?
This was 1975. Yeah.
So what were people earning back then?
Like, I don't know. Back then, you could probably buy a car, move house
for a tenner.
Take your beloved to the pictures.
For shilling, you know,
buy a packet of wood, buy a packet of Woodbines, and still have change for half a crown.
That was good fun. Weirdly, I wasn't quite sure what to expect opening that. Could have all been from 2005 to 2006 with not a lot going on, but dating all the way back to 82.
And it's an Aladdin's cave, isn't it? So thanks again to Theo for sending those through.
Top man.
Some of them won't be here the next time I'm here. Coat bulging on the number 9 bus on the way back. But no, it's brilliant. I'm going to be having this same conversation with my wife in 6 months' time.
Yeah, get rid of that box of programmes.
My body parts will be in that box.
Yeah, there's another one we've not even opened up. We won't do another video when we open that box. It's going to be, you know, more of the same.
But I do want to get some of these on display, though.
Yeah, we're going to... I think what I want to have... picture my vision, some kind of bookshelf with all these stacked on from a visual point of view, but also I do think like a piece of MDF or whatever and nail the front covers to them in like an artistic kind of print way, some of like the special ones of different players, like a Paul McGrath one or whatever, and have that as a display behind us here and kind of like make this an actual like studio set, which I said to Theo, like, am I okay to do that, because these are your possessions. He's like, honestly, they were going to go to the dump if you didn't have them, so do with them as you please.
They probably still will go to the dump, which is otherwise known as my loft.
Eventually they will all some will be thrown away, of course. But an absolute treasure trove of old Aston Villa artifacts in that box, and I'm kind of weirdly excited to open the other one to see what's in there as well. Thanks for watching this bonus video. We thought we'd just press record on the cameras while we were here in case anything cropped up, and a few little interesting tidbits coming out of that box. So if you enjoyed this little trip down memory lane and you want to share any thoughts of your kind of past memories of Villa, you can get involved in YouTube comments. There's plenty more content on Claret and Blue where we talk about Aston Villa matches. This isn't all we do. This is a very much a bonus thing this week. We play Ajax on Thursday and West Ham
next
on Sunday.
Dan goes to his soft draw.
Yeah, exactly. It is a bit like that. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you again next time.